Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down the biggest stocks with real data and straight talk. Today we're diving deep into Netflix, ticker NFLX, after that sharp pullback that's got a lot of investors wondering if this is a buying opportunity or a sign of bigger trouble ahead. Netflix has been the streaming king for years, but recent performance shows the market hitting the brakes hard on growth expectations. The stock is down over 42% in the past year, while the broader entertainment sector has held up better, and that sets up an interesting conversation about whether the sell-off is overdone. At its core, Netflix runs a global subscription streaming service with roughly 222 million paying members across 190 countries. The company started back in 1997 and has evolved from DVD rentals into a content powerhouse producing original series, movies, and documentaries that dominate screens worldwide. CEO Ted Sarandos oversees about 16,000 employees, and the business model keeps focusing on retention through personalized recommendations and a growing ad-supported tier. Revenue last year came in at about $45 billion, almost entirely from streaming. Geographically, the United States and Canada still lead with roughly $20 billion, followed by EMEA at $14.5 billion, then Latin America and Asia Pacific, each contributing around $5.4 billion. That mix shows how international markets now drive a huge chunk of the top line, even as growth rates have slowed from the pandemic boom years. On the earnings side, net income reached $11 billion for the most recent fiscal year, with diluted EPS of 2.43, up nicely from prior periods as margins expanded. Operating income hit $13.3 billion, and free cash flow came in strong at over $9 billion, giving management plenty of room to keep buying back shares. The company guided for continued double-digit revenue growth this year while keeping a tight focus on content spending efficiency. Management commentary from the latest earnings call highlighted steady subscriber momentum, the success of the advertising tier, and how AI tools are helping cut production costs without sacrificing quality. They emphasized disciplined capital allocation, including billions in buybacks, and noted that password sharing crackdowns plus price adjustments are still adding meaningful revenue even as overall growth moderates. Looking at the balance sheet, Netflix holds about $9 billion in cash against $29 billion in total liabilities, with stockholders' equity sitting near $26.6 billion. Key ratios show a current ratio above 1.4, return on equity near 48%, and a gross margin around 49% that has steadily improved. Free cash flow yield comes in at roughly 3.8%, which supports the current capital return program even without a dividend. For valuation, we turn to our MarketSnap model, which uses a forward PE approach with DCF support for a mature compounder like this. The setup fits well because Netflix has predictable earnings growth and positive free cash flow history, giving the model high. Current price sits around $70, while the model puts fair value somewhere in the mid-80s range. That suggests the stock is trading below our rough estimate, set with maybe 20 to 25% upside if growth assumptions hold. What drives this number includes a terminal multiple around 20 times, steady free cash flow conversion near 85%, and modest share count reduction over time. Remember that changing those inputs can move the fair value quite a bit, so feel free to plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com. On the SWOT front, strengths include dominant global scale, improving margins, and robust free cash flow that funds buybacks. Weaknesses center on decelerating revenue growth and heavy ongoing content obligations. Opportunities lie in further ad tier penetration and international expansion, while threats include rising competition from Disney and others, plus potential regulatory pressure on pricing or content. Recent performance tells the story of a 26% drop over 3 months and a 17% decline over 6 months, though the 5-year return still sits near 34%. The stock has lagged its entertainment peers lately, creating what some see as a fat pitch if the fundamentals stay intact. My take is that Netflix remains a high-quality business with years of profitable growth ahead, and this pullback looks like a reasonable entry point for long-term holders. The valuation reset feels more about growth fears than any fundamental break, but I'd keep an eye on content spend discipline and ad revenue traction. If you disagree with the model inputs, run your own scenario on the site to see how the number shifts. All in all, Netflix still looks like a leader in its space, with shareholder-friendly moves and strong cash generation. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.